From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticized Russia for its irresponsible and profoundly ill-advised decision to support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and said efforts to end the Syrian war must continue despite the suspension of U.S.-Russian talks on a ceasefire. Kerry spoke Tuesday in Brussels.
Together, the Syrian regime and Russia seem to have rejected diplomacy in furtherance of trying to pursue a military victory over the broken bodies, the bombed-out hospitals, the traumatized children of a long-suffering land. People who are serious about making peace behave differently from the way Russia has chosen to behave.
You can read more on Secretary comments and the situation in Syria at voanews.com. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded Tuesday to three United States universities professors for their works on exotic state of matter. The three British-born scientists are David Thewlis, Duncan Haldane, and Michael Kusterlist. They brought forth a new and totally unexpected understanding of the way solid materials behave. This is the acting chairman of the Nobel Committee for Prize in Physics, Niels Martensen.
And this year's Nobel laureates have in their theoretical work discovered a set of totally unexpected regularities in the behavior of matter.
Hurricane Matthew made landfall in southwestern Haiti early Tuesday, triggering major floods and forcing thousands to flee the path of the deadly storm that has already claimed three lives in the poorest country in the Americas. This is VOA News. Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Mike Pence will have their moment in the spotlight Tuesday in Farmville, Virginia. That's the site of the only vice presidential debate of 2016. This face-off comes a week after the first of three presidential debates between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump. That's a debate that energized Democrats and disappointed some Republicans. Please follow all of the vice presidential debate details at voanews.com. The UN peacekeeping chief Tuesday urged Sudan to help shed light on allegations of chemical weapons attacks in Darfur, but Russia said the claims must not be taken seriously. In a report released last week, Amnesty International accused Sudanese government forces of carrying out more than 30 attacks this year using toxic agents in the mountainous villages of the Jebel Mara region. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said in a response that it would require further information and evidence to push ahead with a formal investigation. The International Monetary Fund has put out its global economic growth forecast. However, it remains unchanged. This is Maurice Obstfeld, the economic chancellor and director of research at the International Monetary Fund.
We project global output growth at 3.1% in 2016 and at 3.4% in 2017, the same as in early July, shortly after the United Kingdom's Brexit vote.
Again, that is Maurice Obstfeld from the IMF. Egyptian police shot dead two members of the Muslim Brotherhood, according to the Interior Ministry Tuesday. The ministry charged that Mohamed Kamal headed the military wing of the movement of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. It said that he and the fellow Brotherhood member Yasser Shahata were killed in a firefight during a police raid. Maria Sharapova said she cannot wait to return to tennis next April after the Court of Arbitration for Sport, the CAS, reduced the former world number one's two-year drug ban by 9 months on Tuesday. This is the Secretary General of the CAS.
The Court of Arbitration for Sport has decided to reduce the period of suspension of Maria Sharapova from 2 years to 15 months beginning on the 26th January 2016. This means that her ban will come to an end on 25 April 2017.
Sharapova was handed the original ban by the ITF following her positive test for the drug melatonin. The European Parliament Tuesday overwhelmingly backed the ratification of the Paris climate deal that paves the way for the landmark pact to come into force globally. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.